And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to day 52 of D&D with IMB.
Put your pants on, Robert.
Curse of Strahd, the heart of
that is
evil.
Never an issue with streaming. I repeat again.
That never
it's
becomes
just where
a
the
problem.
Camera is located. Okay?
Welcome back, everybody. To what is going to be an interesting, little bit of an interesting situational. That we have got now presented before the party. As always, again, I am joined by Trendane, Saad, John, Rob, and Dot, who are doing an amazing job, as always. We hope you folks are enjoying them as they are doing this amazing job. So what I'm going to ask for here is I'm going to ask everyone to roll for initiative, please, and I'm going to start up some new...
Quick question.
Yes.
Quick question.
Do we have to ask for that?
I'm sorry?
Sorry, Trend.
No, it's okay.
That was your trend.
Put up the dice roller. Rob, ask your question.
I will roll dice for both of those things.
I mean, initiative.
Turn tracker.
It's like...
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, wait a second. Don't roll yet.
It is past 10 p.m.
Yeah, don't roll yet.
Now.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Now do it. Thank you.
Well, if the stream gets a little blue.
So does being on this horse or attacking while on this horse change anything at all?
Your height off the ground.
I'm about to say your viewpoint, yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, so the answer to that is maybe if there is something that they would do, which would be attempt to make you prone, it would be going after the horse instead.
Okay.
You're not necessarily, you know, skilled at, like, cavalry charges, like something out of Rohan or something, right?
You don't
you're
know my life. Like
I spent lots of time in the streets of London working on my horse.
I mean, I'm
skills.
From the age of London where horses are the only, like, the major mode of transport.
Well, yes, but I mean...
A carriage... Gentlemen.
Okay. Might be like the first car that ever...
I had a used one. It was like a Honda Civic horse when my dad gave me.
Yeah.
So,
hand me down. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, everyone roll initiative,
oh, everyone.
Please.
Yeah, right,
everyone.
Right.
There's a Ford Eclipse.
Yep.
Ooh, nice.
Wow.
One horsepower, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Shoops.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to...
Yeah. Well, I'll take
what is it with all the people on motorcycles tonight?
It's the, yeah, that's it's the other horses.
I swear one of those guys like ran into a car earlier.
Yeah. Where the hell? I'm not even on here. All right. I'm still doing it. I take the 15. I'm re-rolling this, but I'm taking the 15 I rolled the first time, but just to get it on the damn turn order. Right? Yes?
Yes, no? You are taking the 15.
Okay, that's my best roll.
I'm not even on there, though.
I guess I'm going first.
I mean, you rolled another 15, so.
Oh, see? It was fate. Ismat.
There you are.
Uncle. Well, nope.
Mine's not rolling, so I'm going to refresh.
Okay.
Mm. Me too. I think that's the problem.
How about that? There we go.
It's being weird.
I'm refreshing.
Oh, Roger, John.
Okay. So.
There we go.
I have to do this correctly, so I have to click my token.
Yes, you do.
Click my token.
Rolling.
John, what are you talking about? Strahd is coming your way, boss.
I'm aware. Yeah, but we're leaving.
Actually, you're not aware.
You're aware?
Agatha, okay. We are leaving, speaking of aliens.
Yeah,
comments.
Right.
Yep. Okay. Right. So, Mason's got the big 23, which seems appropriate under the circumstances. Like, Mason's like...
He's gonna need it.
I am ready to go. Okay, then we have Agatha, who's sitting at 20. We have Django, who is sitting at 15. We have got Alec, who is sitting at 6. Alec is like, wow, skull.
It's a crabble!
And Weller's like, I know, isn't it amazing? Let me do something.
Yeah, we ended it with Alec.
And I love the fact that Mason, who's off by himself, is at the top. The next two are the two who are off looking for the skull, and the next
I know
two
it. I
are
know it.
The dice follow the narrative.
It's amazing.
It's just
thing that worked out tonight.
Let's see. All right, so there's that.
All
I
it
just
took
vote
was
we
Django
keep this
falling down
forever.
Just for this battle,
just like to leave, unless we like all come back together, obviously, or something shifts majorly, but like, it would just be easy to keep us in our little groupings.
All it took for all of this was Django falling down a set of stairs, falling off a set of stairs.
Yes.
Into the plot.
Yep, exactly.
Into the plot.
No, hey, listen.
Still cannot believe we lucked into this thing that what was relatively quickly all this.
I know, right?
And I was going to say, and the luck of it really has to do with, yeah, like falling off a tower and being one of the few characters that could be like, oh, no big deal. I'll just take all that damage without.
Brush myself off, yeah. Although
into the plot and down the well.
On the other hand, the fact that you found the heart, it started beating, and then all of a sudden, you know. It may not have all been sunshine and roses.
Indeed.
Let's say. Okay.
Not all smiles and sunshine.
So we are good to go. Let us start here, first of all, then, with Mason. You are up first. These two creatures are coming towards you. Again, claws, feral, looking very angry and Michael having been Jackson given thrower. The, you know.
I yes, point the sword at them and I say, I want to slay my swords. There's not you two first.
So,
charge them!
I say that to the people behind me and
scare the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
they
right.
They piss themselves and go home.
Exactly. Yep, I'm out. Nope.
Well, no, I figure what will happen is the elves and the what are the other
barbarians?
Barbarians will
they'll do it. Yeah.
Will
yeah.
do it, and then the rest of them will stay in the trees, which is what I'm expecting to have happen. I'm going to attack the one that's closest to me off to the left there with the sword.
Okay, and just to be clear, as we're looking at this, I think I gave you the details about what this thing does, right?
Yes,
Rob,
I have them.
Can you
also
list them
sorry,
all
go ahead.
Me? I'm going to find them also. No, I mean, I just want to make sure that I know what the thing is going to do to them besides the sunlight thing. So,
and,
okay, I have it now.
Instant obliteration is perfectly fine, Arv. You know,
yes, yes.
No biggie.
And do I have any tokens near me for the people who are assisting me in this fight? Because it seems right now like I am alone. And
you,
I don't think I am alone.
As you look around, you realize that you are.
Who else knows what you've seen in the bitter watches of the night?
I mean, technically I'm supposed to have an army with me, Arv, so I'm a little
listen,
bit...
Listen, they all scatter,
all
right? This is what happened. Okay, no.
No.
So,
no.
Okay. So
Mr. Echoey deep voice, you scared the shit out of them.
Wait, I don't understand. Where you? Wait. What's going on? Where are
yeah,
you moving
me
to?
Say, just relax. So they, I'm putting you more or less. This is obviously where. This is not to scale because we're sitting here on this map.
But that's not where I am.
So,
we moved to the tree line. The tree line should be behind
Rob,
me.
You ran towards the tree line. The Dusk Elves and all these people ran into the trees. I said that you and the people, this is not your fault, it's the people who are freaking out at, you know, this cry that is coming, they got a late start, as did you. So you are not at the tree line. You were heading
that
towards
was not,
there.
What was, that, that's, okay, that's different. I
know
told
what
everybody
you wanted
to go.
Do.
And
you had to spend time helping
you
them.
You had to spend time helping them. I know what you told them to do. The Dusk Elves and the Barbarians went into the tree line along with half the Barovians, but half of them didn't go. So
and I didn't stay with the ones who were still out there.
You said you were
you
running
made a persuasion
with your,
check and an intimidation,
and an intimidation check.
Check.
You said
like
you were
did.
Running
I thought that
with
was
them.
Beforehand. Okay, that's not. So that's not. Pff, whatever. Sure. Moving on.
But I will give you tokens for them. And there you go. The Barovian.
I mean,
commoner.
To be honest, I'm not gonna just leave them out there alone. But I figured they're like I wasn't gonna be. On the opposite side of my soldiers, why the fuck would I do that?
Well, because half of the because most of your soldiers, again, two-thirds of your soldiers are in the trees, but you were trying to get these people with two separate checks to try to get them up and get them into the tree line, and
I thought,
some of them
again,
stumbled
and
on
I'm
their way
I'm just
going
to say
there,
this
but...
one more time because this is the part that doesn't make sense to me. That was to everybody, and there is no point in leading troops if I am not with those troops. I understand that these people didn't make it, but I thought I got back with the troops.
No,
because that was the ultimately
this was
the point.
While you were helping them.
Right. You can't do checks from a distance is the point. You can't yell at them from the tree line and say, get over here. You had
that's
to go
not,
towards
okay.
them.
We are remembering this in different orders of operations. You're the DM. Fine. I disagree. Moving on.
Okay.
It's because it's that's not the way I did it. Sorry, but continuing. Let's move on.
Okay, here's the thing, because it's important to sort of understand this in terms of direction.
Uh-huh.
The only way to do an intimidate check, the only way to do a persuasion check, is if you're near these people who are on the ground. These things came on you extremely, extremely quickly. So you, doing the right commander thing to do, ordered
yes.
your troops to get into the forest, and most of them did, but not all of them. So if you're going to intimidate and persuade the troops that are on the ground still, you can't do that from a distance. They eventually at least got on their feet. So the only way that would have happened is if you had said, I leave them, run with my troops back to the tree line, and leave the people on the ground there. And if that's what you wanted to do, you should have told me that. But really, Rob, this is not, I'm not remembering it incorrectly. So let's please move on to the combat, okay? So we have the two of them that are coming towards you, and you said you were going to go after the leftmost one. Your troops are behind you, although at the moment they're kind of just like huddled back waiting to see what you're going to do.
All right, well, I'm going to change my attack because currently where are the ones that didn't make it to the tree line?
They're behind you right now, like right here. I just put the little thing up there. They are right behind you, like the and also the your troops in the tree line are right on the edges. I guess I could put those out there if you want to. Just like, this is a token to indicate 13 of them, by the way, because I don't want to put 13 separate ones out there.
Are they going to be making any kinds of attacks?
Unclear if this group behind you will be. The group in the trees certainly can if you yell at them. You'd think that they'd be able
to
come out.
Yes.
The group in the trees should be able to, yes.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
They're not out of earshot. Because of where I...
Yeah, they're not out of earshot.
Attack them from behind. So, it's actually an even better plan, Rob.
Yeah, they're not out of earshot.
Catch them from two sides.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're not out of earshot.
Except, yeah.
Yeah.
You did tell them, charge.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Right. They heard you.
All right, so...
They just can't do it till their turn, but... You know,
and who's this ugly goat factor
that,
behind
that's
me?
Your, that's your representative of your 13 Barovians.
Those are my people?
That's the ones behind you.
I never said they were attractive, Rob.
The ones that didn't move. Wow, those are the ones that didn't go.
They're represented by the goat creature from the Guillermo del Toro film.
I mean, they're doing what they can.
It's a true dirty dozen.
Do not body shame them.
Some leader, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
No, I'm apparently the worst leader because I did everything wrong here. So.
That's what I'm looking at.
You didn't do anything wrong. You just have to understand circumstances that are outside of your control. You're doing a good job within that context.
You just vampire women while your backup gets to you. It's
absolutely
a really good.
And you've got a sun sword out.
Absolutely,
you got a sun sword.
So, as a quick reminder, by the way, the sun sword. So this gives you +2 attack and damage when made with this weapon, and when you hit an undead with it, and these clearly are undead, those will take an extra 1d8 radiant damage when they are hit, in addition to the normal damage.
And it also emits bright light like the sun, which blinds them. So,
that will have more of an effect maybe on Strahd than them. They won't be blinded, but they are getting more damage affected by them. This sucks. They hate all this.
So to be fair, let me just say this real quick just to air their space out. All friends. All is well.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
No problems.
I just was confused. Yeah,
that's fine.
Clearly. And also apparently punch drunk because I had no idea what happened. So now it's all good. Now I understand what's happening. Tally ho.
Okay. You have an army
with that
and
said,
two vampires. Just think
yes. So what I'm actually going to do now that I understand where all the checkerboard pieces are, I'm going to turn to the forces behind me and stay close.
They're like,
and.
They agree with you completely.
Let's not play in the extremes here. Let's just say some of these people have weapons with them, right?
Oh, of course,
Yeah,
of course.
Hold tight to your weapons, stay close to each other, protect each other, and let's get them. I'll say something better than that, but that's all I can come up with right now because I'm flustered. Anyway, moving on, I'm going to attack this one on the left.
Okay.
On my left with the sun sword.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
I don't even know where that is on the... Hold up. Let me close these things. Did I put this on the... Yeah, it is. Sunblade. Okay.
Also, Mason,
let's see if we
just to double check, you're 83 out of 83 right now because you used your... Right? You used your little infusion, I believe?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
normally you'd have 91.
I think at the...
I think
at the end of my turn, if I have the option to do so, I might drop that, but we'll see.
Okay.
Because I can do that as a bonus action. So.
Gotcha.
Hold on just a sec.
Also, chat, let me know if the music is too loud or if it's okay. I'm going to drop it a bit.
What?
fine for us.
Can't hear you, huh?
I'm not even hearing it at all.
Oh, all right. I just want to make sure that it was... That may be on your...
Probably turned down for Emberwind.
Possibly.
Maybe. But I heard it before. I heard the thunder and the sound effects and everything, so it's like a little strange.
How about a 27?
That will definitely hit. 100%.
Oh.
Right. Wow.
Sorry, just a sec, guys, about the damn...
That's the noise the sunblade makes when you swing.
Yeah, exactly. The sound of the sunblade is a siren. Woo! Okay. I imagine it's sounding like a lightsaber.
Is there another roll with that?
So what I'm looking at here is it says 14 radiant and then one bonus versus undead.
The 1d8, the bonus versus undead is the extra roll if they're undead. And the left is the main damage roll, which is.
Oh, so it's 15.
1d8 plus 4 plus 2.
Yeah, so 15. Okay, so it hits and there's this psst and the, you know, like pulls back your sword. You get a overwhelming emotion in your mind, Mason, of happiness.
Okay, that's the best thing that's happened in this campaign so far. And I go, I say to the sword, I'm glad you're happy. Let's do that again.
quick bookkeeping thing. A vampire spawn's vulnerable to radiant damage?
A vampire spawn is... No, not vulnerable to radiant damage.
So it
damage.
Wouldn't double that damage.
No, it wouldn't double the damage. Yeah, but thank you for looking at it, but no, it's not.
All right. So...
it says languages. The languages it knew in life. Those were
slang. Anyway. I'm just checking the order of my attacks before I go further.
Yeah, you got two? So you have one more?
He has two, and then he's offhand.
And you're offhand,
yeah.
What is the, Curse of the Marked. As a bonus action, creatures within 30 feet take double damage till end of turn. What? What the hell is that? I have to double check.
You could also roll your right damage as well, because remember you've got your right on the sunblade.
On the sun. Oh, it is on the sunblade?
That's what I thought you did, didn't you?
Did you put it on there?
I imagine that's what I did, yeah, but I actually don't remember from last time. I think.
You have a right on right now. I don't know which
question.
Weapon
did we say we could put the rights on the sunblade?
I don't see why not.
Okay, so then yes, it's definitely on that blade. Because I honestly don't remember what I did last time. I'd leave it up to the DM.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay,
I'd have to think about it if you wanted to switch, like
that was the right decision.
From weapon to weapon.
Way.
Oh yeah, good. I'm glad you approved. from weapon to weapon. I'd have to think about weapon to weapon how long it would take. My guess is it isn't just like okay,
no. Here's
just
the
quick
here's,
transfer. It. I'd have to.
Here's
think
the thing.
That,
I can put it on as many weapons as I want. It's not limited to one weapon.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Just he keeps losing.
It's
max
just
health.
I have to keep
you
using.
Lose hit points time. Okay.
Blood hunter points.
Gotcha. Okay.
Every time. So it'd be
that.
Another. It'd be another 8 points of health every weapon
right,
I want to place.
You get
it
a right, and you get a right.
And then I fall over, and then I run out of blood.
Now everyone who.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so which right did I put on it? Because I have storm and I have lightning and acid. I imagine I put my guess is I put lightning on there because I didn't want to have something on there. I didn't know if the acid was going to do more damage to them or less damage to them. So I think I put lightning on it. So I'm going to say it was lightning. It's an extra 5 points of damage.
Okay. All right, and then you have second attack, I believe.
Yes.
Same
creature. Tell me what to do.
Same one.
yeah, I'm going to attack the same one.
You turn and strike down your own troops. You deserve this.
Better if it comes from me.
At least here you'll die like men. What?
Exactly. Oh, God.
He's got the bloodlust.
22.
We'll hit.
Oh, 19 damage.
Okay.
And that's before the right.
Yep. Yeah, let me hear it. Let me see the right also. Okay, well. You know, listen.
To get a one, at least in one of the rolls.
Shock.
That is a lot of damage. Okay, so those are the two attacks.
And let me just double check that I don't have one more.
I think Seth said something about a bonus attack, but
I may have one more. I do believe I have a bonus attack. I just have to double check with which weapon. I believe it's I can use my bow as a bonus action. Yes. Yes. I can use my crossbow.
Yeah. Oh, it's crossbow. Okay, I was like, wait. Hand crossbow. So Van Helsing. Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Exactly.
I was like, the bow, I was like, not the sword.
And you, I actually... Yeah, when you attack with...
Yeah, one? Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, so one thing I have to think about is how fast you can reload that crossbow, because I'm even a hand crossbow...
He's got the crossbow expert feat.
Yeah.
So you can load it the same... Like as a bonus action?
It's kind of crazy, but the feat allows you to do it, yes.
As a bonus action. Yeah, okay.
It removes the loading property.
Well, the bonus action is actually a Bloodhunter thingy.
Okay,
it's a Blood
I got
Hunter
it.
Dealio, yeah.
So I have this image of you just being like, like on your belt loop or something. Okay.
It's almost like this is what I do for a living.
Yes, absolutely. A Bloodhunter thing. All right.
Hand crossbow.
Okay, sounds good, lad.
18.
18 will, hit.
But it's not magical, just so you know.
No, it's not.
Basic crossbow.
It's 9.
Okay. So, and you notice that it does not seem to do as much damage as you might have thought it would normally do, given the strike. All right. So, you do that. And...
So that attack was a bonus action?
Yes, I get two main weapon attacks and a bonus attack.
Basically, lets you do it with a cantrip as well. Yeah. If you cast a cantrip, he can also shoot a crossbow.
Yeah, I have multiple ways that I can do multiple attacks.
No, what I'm asking was that attack a bonus action? Or
yes.
Was it a bonus attack?
It was a bonus action.
Bonus action.
Okay, so you can either bonus attack or you can reload, because if reloading is a bonus attack, you only get one.
Oh, but he got the feat.
But I have crossbow expert.
Which? Crossbow.
When you use the attack action and an attack with a one-handed weapon, you use a bonus action to attack.
You use a bonus action to attack.
But a bonus action, you are limited to a bonus action, though, one per turn. One per turn round in combat. So.
But the extra attack is an extra attack. It's not a bonus attack.
Extra attack is just whenever you use the attack
it
action.
It is. I attack a second time.
Okay, but what I'm not understanding is, I don't know why they call it a bonus action, because a bonus action is a specific delineated term. That's what I'm not understanding.
Yeah, that's part of his class feats. His class
right,
feats
but it's still called
just
a bonus
ahead, I'll
action.
Go ahead, I'll look. Go.
No, I want to look.
I've got it up
extra,
right now.
Extra
Hold
attack
on.
Level 5 can now attack twice on the same action within a turn.
I know that. You got two attacks. That's fine. Then I'm looking. That's fine. And then the bonus attack is the crossbow expert. Ignore the loading quality of crossbows you're proficient in. Yeah. When you use the attack action and attack with a one-handed weapon, you can use a bonus action to attack with a loaded hand crossbow. That's right. But you only get one bonus action per turn.
So here's my point.
Okay, go ahead.
So everything you just did this turn is completely legal and fine. What I'm saying is that next turn, if you're going to use a bonus action to load the crossbow, I assume the crossbow doesn't just magically load by itself without even having to use a bonus action.
But Arf, he just said you ignore the loading quality of crossbows as part of the feat.
That's the first
he
part.
He doesn't
of the
have
feat.
To worry about
so
it.
So that is not a bonus action to load it. Okay. So the point is you're using your
magic.
One bonus action to make that third and final attack. So as long as you do that, that's fine. Just be aware that if, for example, you had to change your right by using a bonus action to do it or something, you can't do that at the same time as you used your one bonus action to attack with the crossbow. You follow what I'm saying? So you.
Isn't what John just said?
He's saying you're doing something else in your bonus action.
If I do something else with my bonus action, then I don't get the fire. Yeah,
right. Absolutely. Right. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, that was never.
That was never in doubt. I don't think.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Are you staying where you are, or are you moving out of the way?
Oh, I'm staying between the troops and this guy. I'm not going to let them attack them.
Okay.
Because they'll probably get hurt more than me.
Okay, that's fair enough. They're going to move, and actually your troops are going to move on your turn. So the troops behind you, alternately, depending on the person you're looking at, are either cowering or sort of semi-trying to hold up weapons in a vague indication of defense against whatever's out there. The troops on the other side, however, there is this roaring sound. And charging out of the tree line is Kallax and his berserker and his barbarians,
nice.
Not surprisingly. So they're charging at this one. They're not going to get there until next turn, but the spawn is like, like looking around at them. Nice. You don't yet hear anything from the Dusk Elves, but the Elves are not going to be charging regardless. They might be doing something different, so we'll see how that goes. Okay, now this is going to bring us here to Agatha. Now, we're still doing combat music, obviously, but technically, you folks inside the castle do not know what is going on. You are still, as far as you know, just...
I'm like, still pointing at the skull on the wall.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, wow, look at that. So, okay, and I had to find the map, which was this. So I'm going to bring all of us over to that map for a moment.
Turn order goes blank.
Yeah, that's...
Does the turn order go blank for you folks?
Yeah, every time
it goes to a different area, different place. Yeah.
Well,
it's all right. It's all right. Just leave it on where the combat's happening. It's probably more important right now.
I had
Roll 20 wasn't what. Roll 20 is not prepared for not our prepared four-way for splitting of the party.
That is quite true. Okay. All right. So that means you are looking up at this skull. So Agatha, you're going to get a chance to go first, and then Django will be up next. What do the two of you want to do? We're on initiative, so we'll have to think about that.
Okay, other than pointing now at the skull on the wall, what else do I perceive in this room? What are these? What is this?
Those are pillars, quite literally pillars of skulls. And they basically look like big sort of like piles that have been built up into these things. And as you look at them, it occurs to you that these had to have been made almost like art of some kind. It looks like they're held together, by the way, with something that looks like gray mortar and white paste, maybe. So it looks like someone has put these together.
Bone glue, perhaps?
Okay, yes. And I'm guessing the skulls on this wall are...
Right. No. The skull, nope. The dragon skull is mounted above the eastern door, which is over here, where currently Weller and Alec are looking.
Oh!
Because Weller's like, oh!
Oh, you guys, okay, they're looking up. They're looking up. Okay. How big are these doors?
Those ones down there are just simple, the same size wooden doors. About, I guess it would be a little less than, about 5 feet, little right around there, wide and tall.
Okay. I don't know. I say, the time is now. Are you ready? I look at, because, like, this is when the timer starts. If we grab this skull.
You can go through here if you want. This is big stairs and stuff.
We need to get out. I need to get out quickly. Big window. Do we remember a big window or something that I could, like, break through and fly?
How big is the skull, first of all? That's the very first thing we need to know.
Very big.
Like, it can't fit through the north door? Very big is not... I need a more direct and exact estimate.
Probably not. It probably would take... you'd need to get it out the eastern door if you're going to... I mean, I guess you could smash it and then take the pieces, but otherwise you'd probably have to take it out the eastern door.
All right. Okay, yeah. So it's going to need to go out this door for sure. It could then come up this flight of stairs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right, because you guys were just led to the outside fairly quickly, right? We just need to get into a courtyard.
The main door's this way, if you want
to
go.
Yeah, I just need
to
get it into an opening.
Okay.
I take all of this in. There's like this whole moment that's like, this is the countdown just started. Because once I'm going to need to have the strength spell cast on me. What was that one? And then I can change into the hippogriff and be able to pick it up. That was the plan.
Sorry, how are you picking this thing up as the hippogriff? We're going to have to load it upon you. You can't hold it. We're going to put it on your back.
Yeah, we've got to strap it down.
Got to strap it on
your back.
Are you
guys going to strap it to
me?
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm game for that.
I don't know if we can include this on stream or if there's artist credits or whatever, but Arv, if you saw on Discord the image that the Dot put up of Agatha in Hippogriff.
Really cool. Wow. Where is that from? Okay, I'm going to this place to find it. That's sick.
Isn't that great? I dropped it in our Discord.
Okay, hold on.
So she hasn't changed yet.
Right. Don't do that yet. Exactly.
Yeah, I haven't changed yet. I don't remember, y'all. It's been so long since we made the plan. I don't remember what the spell was. Somebody has a spell that makes me stronger.
Oh, I've got it. I've got it. Enhance ability.
That's
yeah, it. Yeah, it's Alec.
It's the enhance ability, and we're going to enhance my strength, right? Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Agatha immediately, I mean, at this point, we just got to move. So Agatha is going to go across the room. It's time.
Okay, yeah, and you can get there with a move. It's about 30 feet, I think, so you can get there with that. Also, I'm going to put up, I love that picture, but I don't want to, you know, fall afoul of anything, but I am going to put up a Creative Commons.
Is that a hippogriff joke?
From the D&D wiki. I'm going to put up another picture, which is not as cool as Dot's, but it's still pretty cool. And it looks like that. So this is so chat can see. It's on stream, not on Roll20. So chat can see here what this looks like, what we're talking about here.
Okay, so Agatha breaks it across the room. I would have large enough talons that I could at least possibly get it off the wall, right? Like, how's it mounted?
That's a good question. It seems to be mounted up there, held in place by, you have to move over there first to see it.
Yeah,
so
I'm over there.
You can move over there, okay. Mm-hmm. So, all right, I'm going to put this down here. There's pictures all over. There's vampires. There's hippogriffs. So if you look over at that right now and sort of look up, you can see that it seems to be attached with what looks like some kind of silverish, it doesn't mean it's silver, but silvery glinting wire, and then some kind of like gray paste or mortar, the same stuff that's holding together a lot of these other things.
The other things? Okay. Can we try to get it down together?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, since you're back to back, which again, as Trent says, is an example of the narrative working with the dice.
Working
since
with
you're
us,
back
yeah.
to back, you could both try to essentially
I go, help
combine
me. We
these
need to
things.
Get it down.
So how tall are these doors, first of all?
These doors are
This chamber's roof is 20 feet tall, right?
The chamber's roof is 20 foot high, yes. This mm-hmm. sort of vaulted
okay.
ceiling. They are steel banded double doors, but I would say that they are probably about 10 feet high
mm-hmm.
and 10
okay.
feet wide, roughly. Maybe
yep.
8 and 8 or 9 and 9.
Yep, that's what I figured. So we can't reach it from the floor. So I go, and this is going to be real fun, and say, Alec, table.
All right.
And we're going to try to grab the table and haul it over there.
Yeah.
Now, my strength is doubled for strength checks and all that crap because of Flesh Golem strength. So, but I got to wait for him to get in position. So... And actually, well, I guess it's already done her move, so nothing. Alec, no, well, it goes last. So the chairs are just going to have to be pushed over and fall. I don't care.
Yeah, I would say, like, anything that I need to move out of the way of, I would not be right in front of the door. I would
Right. Yeah.
Give
some you can see what we're doing. Like, okay, I need to zip over here. Exactly.
Actually, Agatha goes up the wall. She can go up the wall. She goes
Even
up the
better.
Wall to the the piece itself.
Yep.
Yep.
Good.
So you can, I would say you can, so you can move over and up there with spider climb. Then for your action, what do you want to do, Agatha? You're just like looking at the wire, severing it, pulling the skull.
Can I?
Moving into the skull as a house.
Support it.
Just staying there.
Yeah, we need something. Yeah, we need something to support it. She can't really do anything. So can I do a hold action?
Sure. What are you holding it for?
What if we get it off the wall at the end of everybody's turns? Like, does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
can I
but
take
then
an action
to do what
down?
Then? So if
to,
you
to
do
change.
That, oh,
to
change.
To shape shift.
Okay. So then you're just going to stay there for now. That's fine. Django, what about you?
I have to wait for Alec to get the position on the other end of the table.
Okay.
I can't.
Right.
I'm ready. I've given the order. I have to wait.
Okay.
I am going to send a message to, however, since I'm not doing anything else, I'm going to send a mind to Agatha to tell her to, you know, let us have you transform when you're outside, not here. Because every minute you're in, wait, you don't have a time limit on your transformation, do you? Or is
it's
it
the
hour?
Time limit on the strength, not the hippogriff.
Okay, right.
It's
okay.
The strength spell. So basically what needs to happen is I can at least be in hippogriff form and help move it up the stairs
that
with
is...
everybody.
Ooh,
and then as soon as we get it
creature.
Outside.
Yeah, you should be fine. You should be fine.
The
yeah.
stairs, the height of the stairs, though, will that be high enough?
How tall is the ceiling in the stairwells?
Depends on the room. In the hallway
the
outside,
ones that we saw, were they good?
So it's 20 feet inside this room. In the hallway outside, I believe it's 10. Yeah, it's 10 foot high outside. Outside of the hallway, I mean. Like,
so we'll have to take it out by hand first. We have to carry it.
Yeah, Alec and I will carry it out. Once we get to the courtyard, we strap it up. You make the change, strap it up, okay. We take off.
All right, then we need to move, and we need to move fast.
Yep.
Agatha's like, this is what we're here for, gents. She's all business now. So she'll just be there to help lower it down from the wall.
Okay. Right. So you're not doing your hold action then. You're gonna.
No, I think that's yeah. I think they're right. I think we just need to be outside so we get the most for okay. most bang for our buck.
So as soon as Alec moves, we will deal with that situation. In the meantime, first of all, make a perception check, please. Agatha, Django, Alec, and Weller for me, please.
I was just gonna say Weller's probably keeping an eye on this hallway and everything, so this moves out.
Mm-hmm. Django's like, skull, look at the skull.
I am so in this table. This moving this table and the skull is all I'm about, man.
Okay. So
two ones in one session. Jeez.
Let's see. Weller and
deal with it, John.
Yeah, definitely Weller. So Alec, I would say you don't hear this. Django is really focused on the skull.
You drank that a little too much.
But Weller and Agatha though. Weller and Agatha, you hear almost just beyond the edges of perception, but you can barely hear what sounds like this. Like this cry of this shriek of rage. It's very faint, but it seems to be getting louder. And it's coming from the west of this room.
Strahd may have arrived sooner than we planned.
Oh, the heartbeat obviously alerted him.
Quickly.
Changes nothing.
It does not. It agrees with you entirely.
We're still in trouble.
Okay. Meanwhile, back outside in the battle of the three armies, or whatever the hell it is.
Right. battle of the three parties.
Outside, Mason is confronted by the spawn. And one of the spawn is going to be dealing with Mason. The other spawn is going... as soon as I can find him and zoom out a little bit. The other spawn...
Yeah, I have the same problem. It put me somewhere like on the other side of the map. Crashed. I have no idea where the... Yeah,
there we go.
Thank you.
Sure. So the other spawn is going to be dealing with Mason. So let's have the attack happen on Mason first, as that creature, the one that you damaged, is very displeased and is going to try to get some damage back. You also, I want to make one, actually, make a perception check for me before I do that, Mason, for me, please. Has to do with this sure. vampire that you hit.
Sure.
Exactly, Wookie Cookie. One continuous hair metal scream in the distance. You hear all aboard. Do 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 do.
Wow. Okay.
You have no idea. You're just looking at it, and it's fierce and angry. Okay. So let's see. It is going to start and brings down its claws upon you. A 22 to hit.
Yeah, that's gonna hit me.
Okay. That is going to do 11 points of slashing damage to you.
So that brings me down to...
72, I think?
I think that's right.
Of your current total. And then, as it slashes you, it comes around and tries to, I know you'll be shocked, bite you. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not a standard, you know, thing that vampires do. That is, 25 to hit.
Yeah, that's going to hit me too.
Woo, okay. That is going to do. So you feel its teeth bite into your neck, and a couple of things here happen as you are bitten. Uh-huh. The first is that you are going to take 9 piercing damage.
Okay.
And so another 3 necrotic damage, so 12 awesome. Points of damage total.
All right, so I'm down to 60.
And your current maximum hit point total. Mm-hmm. Is equal now to 80. What did I say for necrotic damage? 3 points.
Yeah.
Is now equal to 80 instead of 83.
Okay.
You feel like your life force has slightly oozed out.
Okay.
Through this bite. And boy, if you saw my notes that have basically like 60, 80, 83, 91. Like I have 4 different versions of your hit points depending on. No, so you're currently sitting at 60 out of
permanent.
A maximum of 80. Yeah, well,
it's not permanent. I don't give a shit.
We shall see. But yeah, as of right now,
I hate when you say that. Just for the record, I hate when you say that.
I hate it. I hate it. Thanks. I hate it. Okay, the other spawn is going to deal with the is going to deal with the barbarians. And so Kallax is doing his usual, like, you know, he's going to charge forward, and the spawn turns to meet it and basically claws at the first barbarian, which is not Kallax. Kallax is right behind.
Where was Kallax, damn it? He could take it.
Let's see.
Step on me! That is best in life!
let's see. That is
they open you like a door! You
know. Okay. That is a... looks like, and does slash and bite, and bites, and the barbarian is like holding its neck, slashing its axe. That barbarian looks like it was fairly hurt. No, I shouldn't say like near to death, but that was like a solid blow against it. Okay, and that is it for the vampire spawn-like creatures for this turn. All right, that is going to bring us back over. Da-da-da. To the room with the skulls, etc. So there we are. Here we go.
Kablow. Okay, okay, okay.
So we are back to now, Alec.
Yep.
We'll run down to the other side of the table and lift.
Okay.
So it's pretty much waiting for him. So
wait, I'm sorry. Lift the table? What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The table. To
we're
stand,
it
to move it
to
over
skull.
To the door so we can stand on it to get the skull down.
I see. Okay, lifting the table. Interesting.
We hope.
Let's see. they did not think about the potential weight of a 10 by 40 foot table of bones. Let's see how this goes.
It's bones. It's not wood. It's not like
they're not bird bones.
Hey, dragon's got to be hollow bones. They can fly.
Well, these bones don't. They're not all dragon bones. In fact, most of them are not. Okay, make a strength check for me, please, Alec.
Am I making one as well?
Yeah, Jeng, are you with him doing the same thing at the same time?
Yeah, I'm on the other end of the table.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, both of you make strength checks, please.
All right. I get advantage.
I'll take an athletics, too, if you have it.
Oh, athletics. Oh, that's even better.
Strength.
I wish you could take the first roll and just add three to it.
Yeah, nope.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's a d20. I just get advantage, so...
Because if I feel it's really heavy, I can use enhance ability.
I'll take that natural 20.
Okay, so Jango, your side of the table, like, whoa, you notice Alec is not having quite as easy a time. So you're able to get your end. And
so
I
now it's an angle.
Yeah, basically. So it's like, oh God, here we go. My third grade math skills. Art skills,
right,
I mean.
Right, that's,
like,
yeah.
Like that.
Yep.
You know,
there you
like
go.
So.
Yeah, nicely done.
Well, thank
nicely
you. That's,
yeah, pretty
you
much know. Like, eh. Okay.
So, yeah, so it's kind of that way. And so, Alec, you're like, bones, so heavy. This big bone, this table.
Well, that's fine. I can come on the other end and hopefully both of us can just get it over.
Table, fat, it's big bone.
Exactly.
Does the doors open out or into the room?
The doors open out. To the
yes.
hallway.
Perfect. Okay, great. That's all we need then. Fantastic.
Okay, that Good. Was Alec. So you did that. Now, Alec, since you're just standing in one place, and assuming you don't move again, I'll let you make a second check if you want to move
yeah.
it closer.
That's...
It just you won't be able to move
come
after
on,
that.
Big daddy.
All right, athletics. Here we go. I got a +7. It's going to be a good roll. Come on. Here we go.
There you go.
Okay. Three. So, yeah, I would say now that you're able to pretty much slide it into place, and I can get rid of my terrible drawing.
My turn, so.
Okay.
Please tell me the doors open outward.
Yeah, we said it does.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yep. I'm sorry I missed that. I just had that panic moment of like,
yeah, I know.
Magic.
It's like,
wait.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Right. So the doors open that way. And so now you have the table in
table
place
is
below.
In position.
It. Okay, it is Valley's turn, but I assume Valley. Actually, did Valley roll? Valley did roll, right?
Valley didn't roll, actually. He probably, you know, that's actually, I have
so give me a roll for Valley, yeah. Just so I know.
Yep.
And then I'm not going to do it on this turn. I'll slot Valley back in next turn. 16?
16. Yeah.
So I'll slot Valley back in next time.
That's fine. I'm probably going to have him go and do some scouting for us.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. And actually, now that I think about it, Agatha, that would be the same case for... Are you okay with
Evan,
me telling the
or
name?
Whatever your scorpion's name
do
is.
Do you want to tell them the name?
Oh, Agatha, yeah, Nero your... is his name.
Nero. That's awesome. So nice. Nero technically should have his own initiative role here.
He should, though I don't know what...
You're just using your dex, the same initiative count. Like, or not a count.
Just
same...
have him roll, basically.
Right, exactly. But using your same initiative bonus that you would use for your own character.
Okay. I was about to say, I don't know that I'll have him do a whole lot, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you gonna have him fiddle? Like, set the room on fire and then have him fiddle? Because
he rolled a 12. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna have him piddle in the corner and then rub Strahd's nose in it.
Actually, our value will go on 18, not 16.
Oh, okay.
Ravens at a +2.
Got it. Yeah. All right. Okay. Also, and Nero is just one hit point, also, right?
I would need, I believe so. Let me pull the.
Okay.
Because it's basically the scorpion build, so.
12. Okay. So just double check.
Should be in here.
Oh, Nero should have been a fiddler crab. Exactly. Right. I see. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Oh man.
I think this crab is actually one of the things you can get as you're familiar. I think
the hit points. The hit points are 1, unless you want me to roll for it, and the armor class is 11.
Okay, I don't want to worry about the AC right now. The one thing is the main thing. Okay. Good, lovely. That's going to lead us to so Alec is gone, everyone's good with that. Okay, that's gonna lead us to Weller. Sorry. No. And at good timing I got to you just as you were coughing.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Because Weller's just standing there going, push it to the left a little bit. And he's basically directing and keeping an eye on the
Okay, so you're not holding an action per se, right?
Especially especially watching the kitchen doors, because he imagines that if some bunch of noise starts coming from this room, that the chef might decide to come out and see what's going on.
Yeah, well, our boy Cyrus might appear. Face full Elvish blast if he
gets
in the way.
Okay.
No mood.
Chef Boyardee.
Okay.
Going your soup.
Going to lead us back up to the top of the round and back to the outside of the place again with Mason. Oh, come on, Flag. You can do it. There we go.
And I'm off. I'm off in the hills and dales again.
Yeah.
Wherever the.
Kind of wish it was.
Oh, there it is. Wait, no.
Why it
down.
It's okay. Arvel's
so zoomed in.
There we go. Got it.
Like that.
All right. Okay, so Mason, you are up. You have one, injured creature.
How injured does he look?
Pretty. I mean, you hit him pretty. She hit him. You hit her pretty hard. Doesn't look close to death or undeath. I don't know.
All right. Well, we're gonna fix that. But. So I am gonna use my bonus action for something different this time. So I won't be able to take the crossbow attack this time. But what I'm gonna do instead is I'm gonna use my bonus action first. And I'm going to use Curse of the Marked, a bonus action. Creature within 30 feet takes double damage until end of turn. I'm going to use it on the one that's injured. I'm going to use my two attacks.
Good stuff.
The Sun Sword. Oh, also, clarification on the hit to my maximum HP thing.
Uh-huh.
So when I, and barring that I don't lose any more off my maximum HP, which is possible depending on how long these rounds go for, when I ever get rid of my rights on the weapons that I have, that'll go back up to potentially 88, correct?
At the moment, yes, that's right. Yep.
Okay, just double check.
Yep.
I pulled my headphone cable out of my headphones. That's not good.
And also, when your death comes upon you... Oh, hi, Rob.
Yes. Hi. Okay, yes.
No, yes, that's correct. Yep, you're right.
I thought you forgave me for the other thing, Arv.
It's all right. The spike pit below Jesus. You is illusionary. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, no, that is exactly right.
The rules are made up and the points don't matter. What? Moving on.
So you can now... you can do what needs to be done, what you wish to do.
God, I hope so. Now that I've said that, let's... Now watch me make
both
this...
attacks. Yeah.
Now watch me make this roll.
Both natural 20s would be awesome.
That would be clutch.
Fantastic. 16?
16 will not hit.
All right, I'm going to do it again.
Yes, it will. Try it now. Sadly.
Bite me.
I honestly didn't mean to call that. I really didn't.
I noticed I kept great restraint and said nothing. I was just like, I don't want to influence either way. Yeah, unfortunately, both miss. Again, there's this you know this from having been a blood hunter. You fought vampires before, Mason. So there's this like preternatural speed as this thing moves around.
Sure. You know, no, it makes sense.
So the sword also gives you an overwhelming feeling of disappointment.
I'm just trying to see if there's anything else I can do before I end this turn, because I really don't want to take more damage from this bastard. If at all possible.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a damn other thing I can do. Shoot. I used my bonus action, so I can't do the other thing that I wanted to do. So that was a waste of the bonus action. Yeah, I'm done. Okay.
It was the marking was a really good idea. It's just sad that, unfortunately, the hit didn't work.
Yeah, especially because if I had known those rolls were going to come up, I would have done something different, because now I'm going to probably take more damage. Yay! I'm done. That's my turn.
Okay, good news, though, is that right after your turn go your armies, such as they are. The army behind you is still kind of huddled around. They're trying to kind of stand up, but they're still freaking out. The most of them. The barbarians, of course, are not in this position, and so they come just like charging in full bore and just like surround the spawn. Multiple attacks come raining down on it, and let's see if any of these... At least a couple of them strike home. Of course, the creature is, like, again, doing the, like, you know, like, moving around incredibly fast.
Right, right.
But two of them at least hit the creature. You note that as two of them are hit, that the wounds are, A, not as severe as normally a hit from these, you know, creatures would you would have thought would have been. But also, well... You also think it is possible that you see one of those wounds maybe starting to close up a little bit. The one that was done on the uninjured one that's dealing with your army, basically.
Right.
But as you're looking at that and going, well, crap, suddenly the vampire gives a cry, and you see suddenly there are almost emerging from the shadows. You don't even know where they came from. This, like, some fast knife that, like, basically... multiple kidney shots and then vanishes again. You assume these are the Dusk Elves who are, you know, stealing out of the shadows and making these attacks. And they too hit a couple of times.
On which one?
On the same. It's the one that is not the one that.
Oh, they're not attacking the one that's near me?
Right. They're attacking the one that is their other one. They're basically keeping the other one occupied. And not only keeping it occupied, but hurting it.
Okay.
No, especially not this one, because this one came around. These ones came around from the other side. You could yell and say, "Take the one that's on me," but they are.
Well, I thought they were going to attack the one that was closest, but I guess.
Yeah. Well, this one over here, was one of the ones that the barbarian came after. The other one, do you think maybe just the elves followed the barbarians, but secretly, to try to keep the attacks close together?
Whatever.
Possibly. And the last group, but they're sort of, you think you may just see at the edge of the trees, the other Barovians plus Ismark, you know, the ones who did listen to you and got to the tree line. They're at the trees, and Ismark seems to be issuing a bunch of directions to them, but they haven't moved yet. Hey, what's up, Wunchkin? Okay, so that's that. Now we jump back over to Agatha.
They haven't moved yet?
Not in the tree line. Well, they seem to be they seem to be preparing to do something, but you don't know what yet.
Scotty, now would be a good time.
Anytime. Gentlemen, beam me aboard. Okay. So, we are back over here. And, Agatha, it's your turn.
Are we ready to take this thing down?
You got the table underneath now.
We are, but you gotta... I don't know if I can...
I was about to say, can we do, like, a group roll to take this thing off the wall?
Well,
that's what we're all gonna be working towards doing, right?
Right.
What you could do is, Agatha and Django, you could both basically drop down in the turn order so you can be right next to Alec and Weller, because Alec and Weller are next to each other. And then have all of you work operating together. You can do that. It just means that you are dropping down in the turn order, but you'll still, you know, that way you'll all be working in concert.
Just hold my turn until we're ready to move this thing.
Okay, Django, you want to do the same thing?
Yeah, so we're dropping to, what is it, 6?
I'm going to drop you to, yes, that's correct, yeah. That's right. So I'm going to drop you to 6, basically, and I'm going to drop Agatha to 6. Agatha will be ahead of you still.
Yes, that's fine.
But, okay. Lovely. Okay,
single digits.
And then Valley.
Yes, Valley. Valley does have something to do before we do this, and Valley is going to... flappy flap 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 flap. Gonna hang out here and watch the stairs for me.
Okay. Oh, hang out over there. Okay. All right.
I see we'll call if someone comes by.
Oh, you know it.
All right. Okay.
Yep.
Watching the stairs. Okay. That will lead us to Nero.
Nero's just in for the ride. His job is not to move skulls.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, you hear another one of these rattling screams, except way closer now. And now, very clearly, without even having to make perception checks, everyone hears them. And it sounds as if it is rapidly closing on your position. And the doors, even the doors rattle a little bit in their hinges at the sound of this scream or shriek. And I would say that right after that...
Yes?
That right after that, you hear Weller, who is still looking. Are you? You're looking at up at the skull, yes, Weller? Not like outside towards the hallway. You're muted.
City was going to keep an eye on the hallways.
Trying not to choke to death.
No, no, I get it.
Yeah, since everybody else is focusing on the skull, I'm paying more attention to
the hallway. So yeah. You notice that the door opens. And Cyrus peeks out and sort of sees you and is like his eyes widen a little bit. You don't know what that means or what he's going to do, but he can definitely see that the doors are open and that you're standing at the edge of the doors or like in the doors looking outside. Okay, there is that. Meanwhile, back outside, back outside in Barovia. It is the vampire spawn's turn, and they are going to do as follows. First of all, it's definite now, Mason. The creature that is currently being attacked by the combined powers of the barbarians and the dusk elves, you can see its wounds close a little bit. It's definitely healing a little bit. You also notice that the one in front of you heals a little bit. Now, the first time when you after you hit it, basically the wounds did not heal after the first time. So when you hit it initially, it did not heal from those wounds. This time you missed and it did heal from some of its wounds, so you can take from that whatever you wish. But in terms of like,
sounds like great news
healing. Yeah, it sounds awesome regardless, right? Okay, so I'm going to start with the one that's on you again, and let's see. It's going to first do a claw, and that's a 12.
Nope.
Okay. So then it is going to try to bite. Ugh, bad roll. That's a 10. It's not going to get done either. All right.
Nope.
Feel free to keep doing that.
Lousy.
Yeah, please keep. Please that. Continue that as much
sure.
as you like.
Okay, the other ones are going to attack the barbarian. First one's going to... Okay, the bite misses, but the claw will hit. One of the barbarians in the front is looking very messed up. From these claws, but it's still like, rawr! You know, Calyx is encouraging him, you know,
right.
stand tall, and so on. But otherwise, they're going to stay where they are, and that's going to bring us back to Agatha's held turn, or moved turn, I should say, shifted
are
turn.
Are we ready to take this thing off the wall?
Well, we all are at the same time, so yes, that's the plan.
Hey, how do we do that, Arf? Do I just roll for...
You're going to have to make a... So there's a... It depends on how you want to do it, because there's definitely a silver kind of wire of some sort that is laced around the back of the skull and up on basically a few... what looks like a hook that's been hammered into the wall. So you could try to pull at the hook, you could try to sever the wire, or you could just try to, like, brute force get this thing...
No. Alec and I should hold it. Agatha, sever the wire. If you have a way to do that, I guess, is the real question.
Right. You would need some kind of cutting implement or weapon or something.
You don't have one, I can toss you one.
I was about to say, I don't know that Agatha even owns a weapon. Well, her umbrella.
Nero, go to it. Bite, bite, bite.
I was going to say, that's exactly
stings
what I have.
Stings the wire for like 30 turns.
I was about to say, it would take him far too long. Well, would his stinger count? Could his stinger break it?
It would take a while.
Then Agatha looks at him. What do you want me to do? Gnaw through the cable? She looks herself.
I'll just assumed you could do everything else. It was a thief. You could just exude acid from your hands. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could. I'm trying to save my spells.
Use this, and I kind of like toss her my hand axe so she can grab it.
Impaling Nero. Oh, sorry.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'll pick it up and try to cut the wire. I'll go 3, 2, 1, and try to slice through.
I'm going to have you make an attack. This is not going to be a difficult one, but it is an awkward position, and you're definitely not proficient with this. So I'm going to have you make an attack at -4. Again, this is not a difficult AC to hit.
Can I just roll it?
You're rolling it, and you're adding any strength bonus you may or may not have, and then you're subtracting 4 from that total.
Y'all, we're going to be subtracting 5 from this.
Okay.
It's not.
Not a high AC.
You got this. You got this. It's just a piece of string.
Okay. It is a 9.
Okay. So you cut like ding, and it half of it twangs. So the skull
miss.
Like, I'm sorry. Like now goes off and is like leaning, you know, like perilously. Like I know Django and Alec are trying to hold it. This is very heavy, by the way. Well over 200 pounds, if you had to guess. Like you're like. Like trying to hold this thing, and it's like hanging on by like one eye socket, so partially severed but not completely. Agatha, now since you're up there, I'll let you take a second
300
attempt at that.
Guess I can swing at it
because you're not moving yet. So this
Brennan,
is
I'm weighed down by stuff,
yet,
but I can I calculated it online.
Okay, that one's only that's an 11.
Yep, so that works. Okay. And you hear twing. And so this thing falls. Now, I'm going to need both Alec and Django here to make strength checks for me, and this can be done at advantage in Django's case.
Oh, y'all, I do have a weapon. Can we retcon that?
Too late.
I do have a weapon. It's the same. It would be the same attack regardless. But she has a fan blade.
Okay. If you want to say that's how you did it, that's fine.
That's how I did it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
that's the only retcon I need.
Okay.
Got a 15.
Okay. Thank you for the follow, Seringali. So Alec. So again, what happens is Alec's like, "Hah!" And Django, you do manage to hold up your end of the skull, so to speak, and it's now badly imbalanced. I need, let's see. I'm gonna have Alec make a dexterity saving throw, please, to avoid from falling because this thing is now like a piano is tilted over. You know.
15.
Yeah, that's enough. So you're just like your foot, like just before it slides off the end of the table, like stabilizes, and you've got the skull, and you hear right from the door,
no masters, must not touch the skulls,
and he looks, Cyrus looks incredibly agitated and angry. Weller,
Now, you should probably get back to your suit.
He looks really, really upset. We'll see what happens as a consequence of that down the line.
Oh my god, that's good.
Yeah, rub his ears right there. Just rub his ears, it'll be fun.
I would, yeah.
Don't patronize me.
Okay.